Okay, we left off on Monday, where we were at yesterday with Chazar. Hope you went over to Gemara with the Chazorah. We pick up where we left off. We had a Gemara. We had the Gemara here on Dapeim and Beis, in the two dots, where the Gemara presented a Machlokes and Amoraim between a Chanina and a Yechanan as to whether we say as to how many people the get needs to be delivered in front of Usher. Correct? Yes? We had a Machlokes of Yochanan and Chanina, is it two or three? Let's see from the Gemara Lemaisa. Okay, let's focus Lemaisa. Let's see the Gemara Lemaisa where we left off. There's a lot we have to see, B'Zashem. The Gemara Asher Tais and Divra Mahalkim. Let's go slow, we get it clear. I want to give the Shir Lez Zeh Kanishmas.
In the
Basmi. In the Basmi, Mir. Neshama Grahais Points Gan Eid. Okay, go ahead, Asher. Itmar.
Itmar. If they come enough, for how many people
would there be say? Now, Lemaisa, this is not the classical get, because this is a get that's delivered from Medina Siam that you have to say b'fanei nechta, right? Yes? A classical get, Lemaisa, we discussed whether you need a basin or not. Remember, I showed a few guys in Seder. I will have to, believe that I will photocopy the Tyson Sanhedrin. Who did I show? Who did I show in Seder? Aryeh, Binyamin Lemaisa, and I showed Yisrael that Tysus writes Beferish, Lemaisa, Tysus writes Beferish that you can make Irish Belial. Tysus just running along, he says you can make Irish Belial. Remember Yisrael, I showed you that? Tyson Hedjim and Dalamanah. But we don't accept that. Al Pidin, the Ramah says, you really shouldn't have a get Belial because you need a basin. This is talking about a case where you deliver a get in front of a Fanei Nechim. Okay, that's why Lemaisa, you can't bring a Raya Brewer from this Gemara that get needs a basin. This is a particular type of case where the Shliach must say before Fanei Nechim, Fanei Nechim. Forum was written before him was signed. Go ahead. Let's see. Excellent. Go ahead.
We conclude that it's Rabbi Yochanan who says before two. The Rabban Bar of Chista, I see these in the Kedur, says Rabban Bar of Chista brought a get before two. Now, Marley, Zil Havlei Ba'afesh, go get it before two people. The Ema Lehu, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Tell that person B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta.
Go ahead. So that Tistayim, period. That proves conclusively that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said two. By process of elimination, Kanin is the one who said three. Now, what's the Nekudas of Machlaikis? A lot of styles and lumdus, most styles and lumdus come from the Gemara structure. The Gemara always asks, what is the Machlaikis they're arguing about? From Aikam Afligi. What's the Nekudas of Machlaikis? Go ahead.
Let's say that this is what
they're arguing. Now, Lema Tysism, Sokham, Chafal, Manav, Zahavim, that up. Lame is a havamina that's slugged up always. Okay? Whenever you see the word lame, it's a havamina that's slugged up. Tais writes him sacham chafal manav. The word lame means a havamina that's going to be slugged up. This is also going to be slugged up. What's a machlekes? Go ahead.
The man that the one who says as well, too.
Excellent. Now, you need to touch this up, no? Actually, for now, we're just going to go with the Ritva's pshat. But there's a lot of different pshat now in this Gemara. Because the Gemara really doesn't flesh out completely, Jonathan, as to why Lishma is connected with two, and Kiyum is connected with what? With three. What is it, just matching? Mathematics? What's going on here? You follow what I'm saying, Eliezer? You read this Gemara, you got to ask yourself, why is Lishma connected with the two, and Kiyum connected with the three? So we said a Hezber on Monday, the end of Shir. Okay, we might have other Hezberim, Lemaisa. We'll see if we'll get to those today. But Lemaisa, the Ritva writes that if you're working with Lishma, we had a principle on Beis and Beis, Enachanem and Bisurim. Correct? But it's a Dover Shemirva, so you need how many? Two. But the Gemara said what? It's only the Rabbanan Chashash, because what? Rov Bikini and Stam Sivim Megar Gmiri. Mishum Meguna Kele Be Rabbanon. When you say Mishum Meguna Kele Rabbanon, you go back to one, yes? You also go back to the status of it being what? Nemonis. Does Nemonis mean I've got to be based in? When I say a piece of meat is kosher or not, do I have to be in a based in or not?
No.
No. Mir Meila, since you don't need based in, all you need is what? Two. If a holy Shema connects with two, I don't need to have a formal basis. I just need Adam in front of me to say that it was done Lishma. But if I hold what? That Bafanekla is based on what? It's based on Kiyum. Kiyum starts. The Gemara says Subas needs a formal basis. Needs a formal basis. Even though what? I don't need to say Bafanekla because of what din? I'm giving him an alfresh, Lakish. Adam Achasum Lashtar. Nasa Kimi. We assume it's good. Minerobonin, they required kium. And Mishumi Guna, they lowered it from 2 to 1. But what is the status that they lowered it to, says the Ritva? What is the status that they lowered it to? You tell me, what's the sheet of the Ritva? What's the status that they lowered it to, if you hold like the Ritva? The old kium, what? You need a Kabbalah Sedis Bebezdin. You need a Kabbalah Sedis Beisdim. We don't need two guys to say it, or all we need is one, but you still need a what? You still need a Haggadah where? Haggadah where? Where do you need the Haggadah? In Beisdim. So you need three. So you have to flesh out in the Gemara why is Lishma connected to two and Kiyum connected to three, which we just did. Because the Ritva says not enough just to read the Gemara. This is the Pshat Lamaisa. According to Rabba, the getter of the Kula was, you don't need two Adim. You go back to being Isser, you don't need Haggadah Bebezdin. According to Rava, the getter of the Kula is Reviva Shliach, like two. And therefore, you still need Adim Bebezdin, we just believe one. There are other Pshatim, but to suffice it for saying, I will go back to those. That is the Ritva's Pshat. But what I want to bring out to you guys is when you read the Gemara is screaming for a Hezber. It's not just Stam randomly. Lishma is two and Kiyum is three. You got to fill in the blank. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how we're filling in the blank. Okay? Let me write it down quickly. According to the Ritva, Lamaisa, why is Lishma dash 2? What does the Ritva say? Why is Lishma Lamaisa Shnayim? Says the Ritva, because the Kula is that it's like Yisurim. It's like Yisurim, Lod Sarich, Haggadah, Bebezdin. Okay, let's get it down. That's the shot that the Ritva wants to say. However, if you hold what? If you hold Kiyum, then you hold three. Because what's the getter of the Kula? The getter of the Kula is that what? You only need what? Echad is believed, is Neman. But it is what? Sarich Haggadah Bebezdin. Because why? Kiyum Shtaris is Bishlosha. This is the Pshat, Lamaisa. Kiyum Shtaris is Bishlosha. Okay, we got this? That is the Chiddush I want you guys to get. You know what? Let's give one other Hezber for now, and then maybe we'll come back to another one. The other Hezber, there's a bunch of Hezberim in the Rishonim. But I want to give one other one right now. And that is Lamaisa, the Taisa Rosh. The Taisa Rosh writes, the concern is Laz. If the concern according to Rab is Laz, then Halach Lamaisa, to get rid of Laz, do you need Haggadah Bebezdin? Yes or no? No way. It's just a little bit of Lashon Hara Lamaisa. You don't need Haggadah Bebezdin. Mashenki and Larava. It's an Adis Gmura on the Kiyum. Like other Kiyum Shars. And you better bet your bottom dollar you need what? You need Haggadah Bebezdin, so you need three. If it's just to get rid of Laz like Rabba, then I don't need Haggadah Bebezdin. Then I don't need three. All I need is two. This is the Taisah. This is all the Ritva. Okay, Ritva. Taisah Rosh, we'll just write in code word. The Rabba holds Laz, therefore all you need is two. You don't need Haggadah Bebezdin. According to Rabba, what are you doing? You need Kiyum, a full-fledged Kiyum. You're going to need what? You're going to need Shlosha. Because why? It's a real what? A real Adis? It's a Kabbalah Adis like other Kiyum stars. Of course that needs Haggadah Bebezdin. This is the Pshat of who? This is the Pshat of the Taisa Rosh. Let's continue another Pshat. The third shot, let's get it. The third shot, the Meiri, B'shem the Chachmei Ha'har. They claim, Lomaisa, that according to Rabbah, this is not Nemanis of an aid. What hat is this man wearing? What hat do you give that man? Do you give him the aid hat, or do you give him the Shliach hat? You give him the Shliach hat, Yisrael. You give him the Shliach hat. And since you give him the Shliach hat, he doesn't need Agada V'Beisin. The only guy that needs Agada V'Beisin is what? An aide who has an aide hat. He's a witness. He's not a what? He's not a witness. He's a Shliach. Masha'enkin lefi Rava. Masha'enkin lefi Rava. It's like other Kiyum stars. It's Aedis. And therefore, the Meiri is saying lefi who? Rava. Lefi Rava, you need a Nemanis of Aedis. And that's why Rava says you're Neman, Halach Lamaisa, but you need Agada V'Beisin. Okay? You need Agada V'Beisin. This is the Pshat Lamaisa of the Meiri, B'Shem the Chachmei Ha'har. Again, let's get it. You got it, Usher? The Meiri, B'Shem the Chachmei, says, according to Rabbah, it's the Amonis of a Shliach. If he's a Shliach, he doesn't need Agada V'Beisin. Mashenkin, Lefi Rabbah, it's like other Kiyum Shtaros, and that needs Lefi Beisin. And this is the Pshat Lamaisa that Dovid Parvarsky writes the same. The Meiri is going, says, the Hezbo Lefi Rabbah, that it's what? It's Shliach, you don't need Agada V'Beisin. According to Rava, it's the Amonis of Aedis, you need it to be in Beisdin. There are, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the other Tzatzal, other Rashivin the Ponovich, he claimed that according to Rava, it's Midin Shliach and not Midin Aedis, you just need three for a Psak Din, that the star is Mekuyim. But the bottom line is, Lamaisa, the bottom line is that this is how the Meiri wants to say the Pshat Lamaisa, and Lamaisa will go with this, what, with the Pshat of what? The Pshat of Meiri B'Shem, the Chachmei Har. So how many Pshatim do we have so far? Ritva? Toysa Rosh, and number three is who? Number three is the Meiri. Okay, we got that? Three Pshatim so far. Let's finish them up. Two other Pshatim. Two other Pshatim that we have on Lach Lamaisa. Please, let's get it. Yes, Yehuda.
Might be a question on the Meiri. The Gemara doesn't dispute whether or not Shliach Ha'Seid is true. Both sides say it's true. So how can he say he's
the very good. We're going to get to it. We give back to the Gemara. Excellent, Yehuda. Excellent, Kasha. Very good. We're going to get to it. Gleaneta. Let's get to it. We get to the Gemara. Very excellent. Number four shot. Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid says that Kiyum Shtaros is considered to be called a what? A Maisa Beis Din. Have you ever heard of the phrase Maisa Beis Din? Beis Din does an action. When they write a document, when they write a subpoena, when they write a siruf, whatever they write, it's a Maisa Beis Din. So when you do Kiyum Shtaros, they stamp something and say, this is a certified good star, not forged. In order to do a Maisa Beis Din, how many do you need? How many do you need to do a Maisa Beis Din?
Three.
Of course, it's Beis Din. Mashenkein Amira V'Shliach, that it said it was written Lishma, that's not a Maisa Beis Din. All you need is how many? Two, to verify it was done Lishma. Who writes this? The Tosfos Rid, also the Rosh Yeshiva in Mir, Rav Nochum Parchovich. That's the fourth shot. And then number five, Lamaisa. Number five, according to the Pnei Yoshua, is Pshat and Rashi. According to Rabbah, hearsay is good. What is hearsay? What's the phrase hearsay? Aid me P.
Oh, aid me P8.
According to Rabbah, aid me P8 is good. And if the Baal protests afterwards, we'll have two people testify against him. Mashenkein lefi Rabbah, we don't allow aid me P8. And therefore, what do you need?
This
is the Shita of the Pnei Yoshua and Rashi. If you allow aid me P8, then what? You can allow one guy tell two guys, yes? And then the two guys will testify against who? Against the husband. Oh, but they don't know it themselves. ADPA discussion. According to Rabbah, ADPA discussion.
How's it help explain Rabbah?
Because Rabbah says you only need two.
Right.
So it's like one aid, Shliach telling two guys.
Three guys.
But no, it's one guy telling two others, and those two others will testify against the husband if he protests. But they don't know, but they were told. ADPA is good, according to Rabbah, we said.
You
don't need a Beis Din. All you need is to tell another guy. You need to tell two Aidim. So the Shliach told two Aidim. And then the two Aidim will what? Will fight the Baal. The Baal protests. And what does Rava say to that? Is ABPA good according to Rava? Is ABPA good according to Rava?
No.
No, no way is it good. Keemstaris is not good with Aid Mipa, says the Pnei Yehoshua Pshat in Rashi. And if that's the case, then we assume Halacha Lamaisa, the Pnei Yehoshua Lamaisa says Pshat in Rashi, Aid Mipa is not good, Halacha Lamaisa, for what? For Keemstaris. And if that's the case, you better tell who? You better tell Abaisin. So there are five Pshatim. You know, why should I be lazy and not like the other three on the board? Right? Number two is the Taisa Rosh. Number three was who?
Miri
B'Shem who? Chachmei Ahar, right? What do we say? Rava's what? What's Rava? What was Rava, the loveness of Rava? That he's a Shliach, yes? And what did Rava say? It's Avis. What hat is he wearing? A. Therefore, you need what? You need Beis Din. Lo Tzarich Beis Din. Yes? What's number four? Number four is Taisus Rid. What does he say? Rava? What'd you say? Rava. Rava! So, what'd you say? What do you say? According to Rava, what do we say this far was? Taisus Rid Lamaisa. According to Rava Lamaisa, what Amir Shmiach saying Lishma is not a Maisa Basin. Lishma ain't no Maisa Basin. Right? Therefore, what? All you need is two. Kiyum, right? What is Kiyum? Kiyum's a Maisa Beis Din. Sorry, what? You need that henpek. What's a henpek? The stamp, the certification that it's what? That it's good. And number five, the fifth shot was who? The Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says amazing. Pnei Yehoshua says with Rashi, Bid, sheet is Rashi. Corner Rabba, what is it? Can't hear you. ABPA, kosher. Very good, guys. ABPA, kosher. And what's number two? Low kosher. Low kosher, the Kiyum Staris, ABPA. Getting down to the bottom of it. No pun intended, right? You see that? The bottom of the board. So let's. We have five Pshatim Lamaisa. Glad we did this right off the bat. Because when you read the Gemara, you must be trained to ask that the Gemara is not filling in the blank. That's what the Rishonim and Gedol Achronim are doing here. Most of the Rishonim, the Yeshua is one of the Gedol Achronim. Okay? So five Pshatim, make sure you get them down. This is the Machlokes between Rabban, Rabban, Yehuda. We'll get to your Kasha Blineder. We get to it in the Gemara Blineder. Okay. Go ahead, Usher, you got this so far? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, Vayter now in the Gemara. Let's get it. Five different shot. Go ahead. What does Vitisra mean? Well, we said it. We said it on Monday. Do you think like this? Vitisra means, do you think like this? That's Vitisra. Go ahead.
We said from the fact that we showed the ladies that we shamed up in the shmur.
Where did we say that?
The line above. We had the sugi before.
Yeah, the sugi before. Four to two dots. Above the two dots. Go ahead. So by process of elimination, we figured out that Bialka must be Hume up there. And therefore what?
What's going on? There seems to be a contradiction.
Can we read it together? How can he say, read it again. It is raw.
It is for
excellent. Bahaka. And this Fitisbro works well. Why? Because if you guys remember, you got to keep Chazer in Lamaisa, right? If you remember, what was Fitisbro so adamant about Rashi? That has to contradict a thing right before it. This contradicts the thing right before it. Because what are we saying? We're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds what? Rabbi Yochanan holds Lishma. And we're contradicting the Tisbra, it's not true. We held before the two dots of Yochanan and Kiyum. So the Tisbra is quite appropriate here. It's challenging their line right before it. Yes? So the Tisbra fits beautifully.
Is this the Tisbra supposed to be read as dramatic as the other one?
Yeah, yes it is. Always the Tisbra is like that. Go ahead. Excellent. The Ode? The Ode,
good one. The Ode, how wrong did you say you are?
Anyone who holds the Shema must hold Kiyum. What do we prove? What proved that last time? What do we say in Shira Monday? What case proved that in the Mishnah?
Hang on,
Excellent. Hegmonia Legmonia proves that, because that was an Eretz Yisrael. You still got to sit in front of Nechta. Why? There's no problem with Shmon Eretz Yisrael, but you need because of Kiyum. Ella. So the Gemara wipes it away. When you see the word Ella, wipe it away. That's not the Nekudas HaMachloikis. As I told a few guys in Seder, you can chazer this segment of the Gemara outside very quickly. What's the Machloikis whether you need two or three? Either it's what? Lishmo, Kiyum, Gemara rejects it. Either it's what? Eid Nasadain or no? Or either it's what? Gemara rejects that. What's number three? We'll get to it. Whether we're afraid, we're gonna what? Rely on the woman to be a dayan. Someone asks you, you know, it's good to know every word about that. Okay, if you want to be like first prongs, that's how that's great. I compliment you. But if it's hard to do the pin test and know every word, at least you can know conceptually when you're walking around to get to your classes today. I can chazon over machlis. What the machlis of Yochanan and who? Reb Chanin is, do you need two or three? I just chazoned it in 1 minute. Okay? So that's number one machlis. Ella, what? The Gemara rejects it. Ella? Everyone holds Kiyum, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Go ahead. And that fits better with Rabbi Yochanan above the two dots, because he's the one who holds Kiyum based on process elimination, right? Because before the two dots was the Yeshua Levi said Lishma. By process elimination, you know he holds Kiyum. Go ahead. Wow. Amazing. Everyone holds Kiyum, and there is a Machlech Zekedushin, what daf? What daf is it? Mem Gimel Amar Alf, whether a Shlich can be an eight or not. You got that, Arye? What are we paskin Hilchos or Shliach Nasei? Yes? Go ahead, Shliach Nasei. Go ahead. The aid what?
The aid Nasei.
And can an aid hop to be a dain? Jump to be a dain, come a fleegy. Read on. Go, Ella, the Kuli, read Ella the Kuliyama. Ella what?
Ella the Kuliyama Vigi and Gidim Sun the Kaimel. But everyone agrees about
aid Sun the Kaimel. Everyone holds Kiyum. No one holds Lishma. Go ahead. When I say no one, I mean the two here, the two great Amorim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Go ahead. That's what they're arguing about. It's a new Nakuda. Go ahead. So all you need is what? Two higher mathematics, even. I can figure that out. 2 + 1 = what? Not 8. 2 + 1 = 3. Yes? So you have two guys, plus one Shlit Nasei, Azriel, and 8 can become a Dayan. So that's how you get 2 + 1 = 3, not 8. Go ahead. Uman Damar. Wow. And therefore, how many do you need?
Three.
Because you can't count him. You got it? Everyone got that clear? Yes? Read that Rashi there. Uman Damar. Why don't you read before that? Shliach Nasei. Yes. Guys, what's bizarre about this? You guys tell me. What's bizarre about the Gemara you just read, Archer, and that line of Rashi? Go ahead, Dave. What do you think?
Can you already give
stop a little bit? About saying, okay, but more specific. What is germane to our Gemara? Which topic? Shliach Nasa'ed or Eid Nasa'dayim? Eid Nasa'dayim. Who cares about Shliach Nasa'ed? Who cares about that? That's what Rashi's saying here, Nate. Just like Shliach Nasa'ed, what is it? Just you can hop? What's going on here? Why does Gemara need to what? Need to say Shliach Nasa'ed? Why do you need to do that? Why is there a need for you to say Shliach Nasa'ed here? What'd you say? You're right. So you need to get him to the point of what?
Aid.
To get him to what? To get him to dying. Okay. Okay. So Rashi, that's what I want to bring out. Rashi was bothered by, why did the Gemara need to do that? Why did he have to say Shliach Nasa'ed at all? Right? We paskin Lamaisa. What are we paskin? Like Nate said. What are we paskin Kedushin? What are we paskin? We paskin Shliach Nasa'ed. So just start from Eid Nasa'dayim. The Shliach can jump to be an Eid. That everyone agrees to. We paskin like that. You said it yourself. So once you know that premise, just go to the Nakuda where they're arguing about. No? That's what's bothering Rashi. You follow what I'm saying? That's what's bothering Rashi. So Rashi comes to say, I want you to get this down. He says, just like the Shliach can come to the Eid, the Eid can be a Dayan. So what? I want you guys to get this. Because the shayla of shlich nasa aid depends upon how you view shlichus. Is shlichus yad arichta? Is shlichus in the extension of the guy's hand? He's like an octopus, or like Basia stretched her arm out. Yad arichta? Or is it shlichus on the maisa? And the maisa just relates back to the guy, the mishalef, but you are not an extension of his hand. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to say, that is the machlokas in shliach nasa aid. If you hold shliach nasa aid, then you know what that is? What does that mean, shliach nasa aid? Ain shliach nasa aid. What does this depend upon? So the Orsameya has a very beautiful hesper, and he says it depends upon how shlichus works. And he says, halach l'maisa, he says b'feirish, that it depends l'maisa how it works. And it could very well be that the ma'anamr shliach nasa aid is not a what? Is not a balvin. Shliach nasa aid is on the contrary becoming. It's shlichus rak al ha'maisa. You don't become the ma'adavr. You are not yad arichta. But if it's ain shliach nasa aid, it's because it's yad arichta, and you become the Baal Dover. If you're a Baal Dover, you can't be an aid if you're on the Baal Dover on yourself. You follow this chap? There are two ways to be Masber Shlichus. When you appoint a Shlichus, it's an extension of the guy's, Mishalech's hand. Therefore, you're like a Baal Dover. You can't be an aid if you're a litigant on your own case. But if I hold that shliach is what? The shliach remains his own man, and the maisa just relates back to who? To the mishaleach, but you're not the guy, then absolutely you can paskin shliach nasa aid. So therefore, what comes out here is the hesber, and this is what Shmuel Zofsky says, that the man d'amar, if you hold ain shliach nasa aid, that's because it's a baldin, Nate. And therefore, if he's a baldin, someone who's not judged, being judged, he just does a maisa. We say someone, gam mishal odonim alav, rak asa maisa is considered a baldin. That's the reason why ain't nas a dayin. A baldin is possible to be a dayin. But according to the mandama shliach nasa aid, what do we say? What did I write on the board if you don't shliach nasa aid? Are you the guy himself? No, you're not. You're just a shliach on the maisa. And therefore, if you hold shliach nasa aid, even though you're doing the maisa, you're not a baldin. And therefore, it's possible for you to be a dayin. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And that's what Rashi is driving at. Ki heichi, just like shliach nasa aid, and you're not a baldavar. Just like shliach nasa aid, you're not a baldavar, because we're taking one approach to shlichus. So also you can be what? The aid can be a what? To be the dayin. Because if you're a Baal Dover, you know, no way can you decide on your own case. That's why shliach nasa aid is so important to be said here. Yisrael, you got this? Get this down. It's a beautiful chiddush. And that's what, in essence, really what the Ritva wants to say. Everyone wants to say the same hesber. The Ritva wants to say, if you hold ain shliach nasa aid, because you're a Baal Dover. A Baal Dover, we can't be makel for him to be a dayan. But if you hold shliach nasa aid, you're not a Baal Dover. You have no nikiyah. And then the Maisa, you could be eventually become a dayan. Right? They could have been made by a Baal Dover, by Eidus, to be what? Remember we said a Baal Dover could say Bafana Neftav? Yes? A Baal Dover, the Maisa, could be Bafana Neftav. We're not going to be making for him to be a dayan on his own case. That's already too much. And that is why the Gemara what? That is why the Gemara quotes this machlokes, because that's what Rashi is trying to say. Hey, just like that. Shliach nasa aid, so zay nasa dayin. You follow this hesber? Comes out to be a beautiful hesber. Yes, Nate.
So how can you argue on one and not the other?
Because you argue which mechanics of shlichus you hold is right. How does shlichus work? If you hold shlichus yad arichta, that will lead you to ain shliach nasa aid. If you hold shlichus only on the maisa, that will lead you to shliach nasa aid.
But they both hold the shliach nasa aid.
right?
No, I wrote this on the board.
I'm saying you're wrong.
No, the machlokas and kedushin, whether shliach nasa a lemaisa, the machlokas and kedushin, whether shliach nasa a depends upon this, correct?
Okay.
So you could say lemaisa that we hold shliach nasa a in our gemara. However, I still could say ain a nasa dayin. I still could hold that for whatever reason, which we're going to get to when we get to a nasa dayin. But lemaisa, you can't get to first base. Unless everyone holds Shliach Nasa Eid. Because if you hold his Baal Dover, you're done.
Isn't that Pshita?
If you hold his Baal Dover, he can't be an aid on his own case. And he for sure can't be a dying. So our Gemara says Shliach Nasa Eid. We're taking the approach that Shlichus is on the Maisa. Question is, will we allow the aid to be a dying? That's the next step which we'll get to. You follow what I'm saying?
Doesn't answer the question
why we have Sure it does. The Gemara wants to introduce, that's how you can get the first base that the guy can become an aide. Because he's not a Baal Dover.
He doesn't say all this stuff.
What'd you say?
He doesn't say all this stuff. We're bringing it up in the Kedusha. The Gemara doesn't say this stuff.
I'm saying what the Machlokas is.
Machlokas is not
I understand, but there's another Machlokas in Shas that our Gemara does not mention. Whether Shliach is not saying. And our Gemara assumes like one of the opinions. What is that opinion based on? The Gemara is taking sides here by us. You brought it out very well. And the Gemara is taking sides and getting and holding what? Shliach Nasei. That Shlichus is on the Maisa. The question is now that what Yehuda, that he can be an aid, the question is can he be a dying? But that's why the Gemara brought it in. This is the first approach I want you to know. This is Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Ritva. This is the Chiddush I want you to get. This is the first approach, why it brought in, you got me, Jonathan? Why it brought in Shliach Nasei. This is the Chiddush, why it brought in Shliach Nasei. Okay, we got that? To show that the mechanics of the Shliach is that he's what? He's his own man. The Maisa just replaced back from himself. Because if he's an extension of his hand, he's a Baal Dover. You're done if you're a Baal Dover. You can't be an aide and be a dying on your own case. It's not acceptable. This is one approach. The other approach that I want to bring out, let's get it, is from the Taisa Rosh. Let's get this. The Taisa Rosh writes that this Shliach Nasei is not the Shliach Nasei of Kol HaTorah Kula of the rest of Shas. It's kind of what you were hinting to, Nate. This has nothing to do with that Machloikus of Shliach Nasei and Kedushin. Which is a machlokes team, Devei Reb Shilu holds ain Shliach Nasei. Here everyone agrees, Shliach Nasei. Why? Because we believe the Shliach to say b'fanei nechav nechav is made a dayik. The whole machlokes is only whether he's a dayin or not. Can the aid become a dayin? And the word is lemaisa, the Shliach cannot be an aid over there because the Shliach is a Baal Dover. Here the etzem takana was to allow a shliach to be what? To be an aid. Even the woman herself, we said, who's a Baal Dover, could deliver what? Could deliver the get. And she could say, b'fanei nechav, b'fanei nechav. Question is, will we allow that Baal Dover to be an aid and a dayan? That's the machlokes we're going to see in our Gemara. But the bottom line is that when we say ain aid nasa dayan, that has nothing to do with the rest of Shas. The reason why he can't be a dayan is because a Baal Din is a shliach is the Baal Din, he's possible to be a dayan. And this has nothing to do with the standard machlokas of what? Shliach nasa aid in the rest of Shas, and the din of what? Aid nasa dayin in the rest of Shas. Because this is not dealing with an aid, it's dealing with a shliach. What'd you say? Because the Gemara is saying it's a different type of shliach nasa aid. It's not the regular type of shliach nasa aid. The regular type of shliach nasa aid is because you're a Baal Dover, Lamaisa. A Baal Dover is taka good here. This is a completely different approach to be mazbe the Gemara. And therefore has nothing to do with Shliach Nasei in the rest of Shas, and also Eid Nasedayin in the rest of Shas. Because in this situation, we assume that he's a Baal Dover. A Baal Dover's kasher. Where do we see a Baal Dover's kasher? Gimel Amud Aleph. Remember the flags? The difference between Shar Stars and Kim Stars? One of the things was what? Baal Dover. So you see a Baal Dover's good. So if you see a Baal Dover's good, Lamaisa, obviously you've got to box this in. And the question is, will a Baal Dover be good for Dayanus? That's a question, whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not. It has nothing to do with the sugya of Shlich Nasein and Kedushin, and nothing to do with the Sugya of Ein Shlich Ein Eid Nasadayin or not in the rest of Shas either. And the truth is, the Torah's Gittin writes, the Machlokas and Kedushin of Shlich Nasein is talking about Eidus Levuria Dabar, after you've done the Maisa Kedushin, after you've done the Maisa Gerushin, after the Shlichus is done. What are we talking about here? During the Maisa Shlichus. During the Maisa Shlichus. During the Maisa Shlichus, no one says a Shlich could be an aid. Eid Lekiyumi Adavar. So what's going on in our Gemara? We're talking about during the Maisa Gerushin. He's a Shliach. What's the answer? The answer is that this case, Lemaisa, is different than the rest of Shas. This Shliach Nasaid is because Eidus Bichneh, Funny Nechlev, the Baal Din is Kasher. It's a special, unique din. So this is the second approach I want you to get down. When we present Shliach Nasaid here, is this the Shliach Nasaid and the Eid Nasadan of the rest of Shas or not? So you know what the Tosfos Rosh says? No, it's not. Because a Baal Dabar is normally possible. But here, a Baal Dabar is Kasher, Funny Nechlev. And that's why the Gemara, as you said nicely, Nate, the Gemara doesn't bring up the Machlech Shliach Nasaid. Gemara assumes the double question. You know why it doesn't bring it up? Because it's a completely different type of what Shliach Nasaid. Completely different type. So there are two approaches to take. Either you could say that they're arguing generally what Shlichus is, and that's why it's connected with our Sugya. Or you can say that it has nothing to do with the rest of the Sugya and the rest of Shas Lamais. Okay? And it will box it in Halakha Lamais. Okay, let's continue now in the Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Asher. Let's see. So the Machlokes in the Gemara is whether you hold Shliach what? Whether you hold Eid Nasadayin or not. Okay, let's see. Okay, go ahead. Let's see inside.
All right. Are one of them holds two, because some are Shliach Nasadayin and Eid Nasadayin. Holds that Eid Nasadayin.
The one who holds two holds what?
Eid Nasadayin.
Yes. And the eight can be a dying, so 2 + 1 = 3. So that's the mandamar. Go ahead. Mandamar. Excellent. And therefore you need three without the what? Without the shlich. Is that correct? Okay. You need three without the shlich. Now, Lamaisa, this is the machlokes in the Gemara whether the eight can be a dying or not. Okay? Can the eight be a dying or not? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Now, we're going to see Halakha Lamaisa. Read the next line. That's the Nekudas of Machlokes. So, how many has Beirut we've seen in the Gemara so far? Two. Either what? Lishma or Kiyum? We rejected that by saying everyone holds Kiyum. And now we're saying what? What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? Whether you hold Eid Nasadayin or not. And we had a whole Hesber why you introduced with Shliach Nasaid. Okay. Look in the Gemara now. What's the Gemara ask? How what? What does Bidurabanan mean?
Any Derabanan?
Yes, any topic that is Derabanan, we pass it in Nasadayim. Azriel, what is our topic here? Jonathan, what is our topic here? The Fanenetta, Fanenetta. Is that Derabanan or Diraisa? Is that a rabbinic din or a din Diraisa? Derabanan? So you can't say that. The Machlokes Eid Nasadayim. Now there is a Girsir that we don't have. Look at Rashi. And whenever you see Achi Garcini, you know he's introducing a Girsa. We could have that Girsa. We might not have that Girsa. Here we don't have that Girsa. Go ahead. Achi Garcini. Right in Rashi. Achi Garcini. Go ahead. Vakaimalan bidrobanon. Yeah, read the Dirmaska. I have Achi Garcini. Vakaimalan. You don't have Achi Garcini?
I have it above it, but it's not.
Okay, go ahead. Read Hoki Garcinen.
Kagon Gabi Kiyum Shtars. Regarding Kiyum Shtars, I'm reading the Tzuz. It says, Tzuz Shlosha Yashu Kayim Tashtar. You crawl here or I'll have to have
the Kule. Yeah, and the notes in the Agos of Tzunim say two of the then recognize the signatures of the Adam. One guy does not. Go ahead. That's what it means. Korir al Mechamim Kule. Go ahead. Vavina Ba. Do you mean, the Gemara asks over there, do you mean to say Nasadayin Chule? Umosvinan, the Gemara asks.
Umosvinan, we ask.
Umashinan. And we answer. Hanimilah the Eidus Hakodesh on the new moon is a derisa. Ain Eid Nasadayin. Aval. What's the topic? That's the Rabbanan Kiyum Shtaris. So there we'll say Eid Nasadayin. Okay? So the Gemara says, Beferish, black on white, we have to know this. that we have to know the psak before we get into the reasons, that on topics that are deraisa, we paskin what? Ein aid nasa dayan. And on topics that are the rabbanon, we paskin what? On top, aid nasa dayan. Correct? The aid can be the dayan. We got that psak clear? So let's look technically at the taisis first. Okay, I want you to get the taisis first. Let's look at the taisis before we get into the tam and the reasons, the svaras. Go ahead, Vakaimalan. Hule. Now that Dibra Masla, does that appear in our Gemara? No. Excellent. Does not appear in our Gemara at all. None whatsoever. Go ahead.
Rashi
does not. That's interesting how Rashi, when he quotes the top toys, he also said Rashi and Hukaris. Sometimes his peers were conscious. Okay. It's interesting. If you look throughout Shas, when Tyson says Logaris, does he usually say Rashi by his name? Probably. He probably won't say Piris Bekunjus Logaris. Probably not. Probably define him and say his name, Rashi Logaris. Here you have two times in the same moment. Go ahead.
The ruling is with him.
He says to Lamaisa that Dinimo. I don't like this Girsa, Tyson says. Why not?
The Kevin that Shita did their Bid de Rabbanan,
oh, the Gemara just said, you read beautifully. On topics of the Rabbanan, we hold Eid Nasadayin. So what do you need to point out for me? Oh, Hakaimelon, Eid Nasadayin. But that's only what? On Diraisis. What are you saying a whole stickle tire for? You're telling me all the rules of Eid Nasadayin, it's not applicable here. I don't need to know that on Diraisis topics we say Eid Nasadayin, Yehuda. Why don't I need to know that? You know why I don't need to know that now? Because I never would have fathomed that B'fanei Nechtav should be the Araisa. Everyone knows in their right mind that B'fanei Nechtav is the Rabbanan. What do you need to tell me the rules and regulations for Eid Nasa Dina? Honey, Mila B'Dorasa, Ein Eid Nasa. Shkoyach. That's not relevant here. What do I need to point that out for? Go ahead. He says the words. Yeah, how could you ask originally Hakaimelon what? That we pass an aid in Nasa Dain and you go ahead. No, what? It's poshut that we never would have a havamin if this is the Raisa. So I don't need to jump and say ain't aid Nasa Dain. What do you need to do that for? What do you do that for? It has nothing to do with the sugya. Of course I know that it's the Rabbana, it's not the Raisa. I need to point out, oh, how can it be a machlokas whether aid Nasa Dain or not? We pass an aid in Nasa Dain. Oh, no, that's only on the Raisa. Of course I know this is not a Dirasa, so why would I even bring it up? That's why Rashi and Taisa do not have this Girsa. However, Taisa is intellectually honest, and he says that there are sometimes Gemaras and Shas, which actually present such a portrayal. And they will go from one extreme to the other, meaning they will say the following. You ever heard of the din of a ger katan? What happens if a young child is a non-Jew and there's no father around and the mother brings him the beis din to convert to Judaism? What's the din? Matbilun otal das beis din. We put him in the mikveh. When he gets older, we give him a choice whether he wants to stick with it, bar mitzvah age, or reject Judaism. That's a famous sugya in Shas called ger katan. Ger katan matbilun otal das beis din. You guys might say, what does that have to do with the present tea in China here with this Gemara? You'll see how, because it's just a portrayal of a certain what? Certain style in the Gemara. That's all Tais is saying. Tais is saying, I'm not comfortable with this Girsa, but I want to show a Gemara that maybe will give a little bit of why you could have this same type of Gemara by us. When you go from one extreme to the other. And that is, read out what he says. In the first Perek Ksubis, what? There is a Gemara similar a little bit to this. Gabe? Rav Huna's Bechadish can dunk the young boy in there, young girl in there, and he becomes Jewish or she becomes Jewish. And the Gemara asks Zero Parach. What's the Chiddush? Go ahead. What is that principle, Zachar L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav? We learned in the beginning of the year. Hule, right? Where does that phrase appear in Shas? In which Mishnah? Getting what da? Yud Alephim and Beis. It says, Zachin Lonus Lobo, but I can pick up a $100 bill in the parking lot on your behalf. because it's in your interest. It's great to be a Jew. It's great to be a Jew. It's a schus to become a Jew. We don't need to ask the boy. Put him in the mikveh. Right? They used to have a song when I was a younger in NCSY, when I was in eighth grade. Right? It's great to be a Jew. Right? You know the song. Wanna be a super Jew, yeah. And NCSY, you laugh and you cry. You find out the reason why the Jewish thing is real cool. You wanna be a super Jew, yeah. You wanna be a super Jew. Yisrael, you never heard that song? Never? That's a schus to be a Yid. It's a great thing to be a Yid. So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Zachin Ladum Shalom Afana. So what does Gemara answer? Go ahead, Asher.
The
Hadar. Wait, what does Gemara answer over there? The Gemara answers, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. Let's get it down.
The Hadar.
Before you read out in the Gemara, what is the Chiddush? Tosfos assumes we're going to plug that in. What is the Chiddush? That Goyim love their Hefkeris. Goyim love their Hefkeris. They don't have Taryag Mitzvahs. So maybe it's not a Schus. Maybe it's not a Schus at all, the Gemara says. Maybe it's a Chol for the guy. Kamash Milan, we still do it. Kamashman, we still do it. Yes? Then the Gemara asks right afterwards, go ahead, Bahadur, what?
Bahadur
Parak, and the Gemara asks what? What are you talking about? Goyim love their Hefkeris. Who says that it's a schus? Gemara challenges it. And what does Gemara end up saying? An adult goy, you're right, loves Hefkeris. But a boy, a young boy who's a goy, a cotton, he hasn't tasted the Isser. Maybe for him, being a Jew is a great thing. That's what the Gemara says, lock, stock, and barrel in Ksubas. So what do you see from that Gemara? What do you see from that Gemara? That the Gemara says, even in the Maskanas of Gemara, it's not a what? It's not a Shchia. In the end of the day, for an adult goy, is it a schus to become a Jew in the end of the day in the Gemara?
No,
it's not. But the Gemara had a Havamina that they were so sure, Nate, that being a Jew would be a schus. So you have an extreme what? From one extreme to the next, from the Havamina to the Maskana. The Havamina of the Gemara was to be a what? Yid is a great schus. In the Maskana Gemara, it's not a schus at all. An adult goy doesn't want to be a Yid. That's why when you take a gear in, you got to work with them, a battery, a test for a whole year. It's not a joke. Such an enormous responsibility to Megara someone. Maybe he's a faker, maybe he's infiltrated. You have to do it for at least a year, give him a battery, a test throughout the year, see if he's serious or she's serious. An adult goy is playing Tom Isser, the Gemara says. It's not a schus. So you see a case in Shas, Nate, where the Gemara went from one extreme, assuming that being Jewish is a great schus, to the other extreme, that it's not at all. That it's not at all. You follow what I'm saying? That's a portrayal of going from one extreme to the next. That's exactly what's happening by us. Why is it exactly what's happening by us? Because what do we say? Even though what? What do we say? Even though what? The Fanenet of Fanech we know is the Rabbanan. The Gemara still what? Still had a girsa that said what? V'akaimlan ein ein nasadayim. How do you get the words out of your mouth? Ein ein nasadayim. What is that assuming at that point? That what? That Bafon Enechtiv is a Diorisa. That's nuts. The Gemara in the Maskana says all it is the Rabbanan, and by the Rabbanan we pass an eight knots a dime. You go from one extreme to the next. So Tosfos can't fathom it. How can you have a Havamina? Even a fleeting Havamina that Bafon Enechtiv is Diorisa. But that's the portrayal of this Girsa. And sometimes you have that in Shas, where you go from one extreme to the next in a Havamina in a Maskana. That's what Tosfos wants, a Yesh Shas. There's a Gemara a little bit similar to that. Yisrael, you got what I'm saying? Yes, Nate.
I have to argue that it's very not similar because we have the Gemara that already says, the Mishnah says that it's Derban. So it's not that it went from extreme to extreme. It's arguing on the Mishnah for a second. Is it not?
Also the phrase of Zachin Ladum Shalom Bafanav is a Mishnah. In the Ksubis. The Gemara says, well, what's the Chiddush of your cotton? It's a schus. We're so positive being a Yid is a schus. In the same vein, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, you know, oh, Bafanei Nechtav Lamaisa is considered to be what? Eid Nasadayin. We're saying Eid Nasadayin. How can you say it? Ain't Eid Nasadayin. That means you're assuming that what? That it was the Arisa? It's hard to imagine.
It's different, though.
It's not exactly the same.
So,
go ahead.
It's explaining nothing on them differently, as opposed to saying that the child may be yes, but I don't know. So this is like dividing the direction. No, it's not.
Right. You're right. But on the topic of whether you're Jewish or not, in the Havamina, we're sure of it, no matter what. And the Maskana was, we're so sure of it, only by a young boy or young girl is a goy, but by an adult, forget about it. So you go from one extreme to the next. Here, you know, we have a fleeting having that front, and that was deraisa, and we jump by that, we say, ain't it nasa that? And then Gemara says, a line that, what are you talking about? By the topics of the Rabbanu, we pass it, ain't nasa that. Everyone should say, ain't nasa that. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm gonna say this to you from the Yisra Brach, it says it beautifully. I'm going to say to you this girsa that we don't have. You know what the girsa was? There were two kashas. The first kasha was on who? Who was the first kasha? On Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? How many dayarim do you need? How many dayarim do you need? You tell me. B'fnei kamanosla. Who's Rabbi Yochanan? Two. Why does he hold two? Ein nasa dayin. Yes? How could that be? Don't we paskin ain't eight nasa dayin? That's the first kasha. What is Gemara answer to that? Hani Mili, Bidiraisa, Ene Nasadayim. But Bidirabonon, we pass in what? We pass in what? Hani Mili, Bidiraisa, what? Ene Nasadayim. But the Rabbana, Ene Nasadayim. Right? Then the Gemara says, we're going to ask a kasha on Huna. Not Rabbi Yochanan, but on Rabbi Hanina. So you go from one extreme to the next. Now there's the Rabbanon. How could you, Rabbi Hanina, say Ene Nasadayim? You hear what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like you go from one extreme to the next. That's why it's ksatz. It's like a ksatz. Tosos. Yisabraka gives that hesber. Yisabraka. Yisabraka gives that hesber. Notice the Gemara's come from one extreme to the next. The Gemara and Tzubas and the Havamini thought, everyone holds lace by the Paul exclusive to be a Yid. And the Maskana says, for sure not. Only if he's a young boy. But a goy that's turned time, he's never going to think that. The same thing here. You start a kash on what? Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ein Nasadayim, what are you talking about? Ein Ein Nasadayim, we pass it. That's one of the derisives. But by the Rabbanans, we pass it Ein Nasadayim. Oh yeah? If you pass it Ein Nasadayim, what on earth is a Hanina holding? So you go from one extreme to the next. It's not exactly identical, but it's similar in the sense, Nate, that you're going from one extreme to the next. And that's why Tosis quotes it. He says, I can understand that there's a Girsa. I don't like the Girsa. Because I'm uncomfortable with you having a Havamina that for Fananetha would have been Diraisa. But there are such extremes that you find in Shas. Okay. You got that? This is the Pshatlet. What'd you say? I can't hear you. Okay, you got that? That's the Pshatlet, Maisa, that we have in what? That's the Pshat that we have in this Tysus. The Tysus, you know, doesn't give up. He wants to give you a Gemara that will what? That we're able to be masber this din halacha lamaisa. Okay, very good. Now lamaisa, I have a practical kasha now, and then we should try to get to the conceptual. Now you guys are good high jumpers or long jumpers. I really don't know which. But I will tell you. I will tell you that Aiden have to stand. V'amdu shnei anashim l'fnei Elohim. I should say l'fnei Elohim. Elohim means based. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Aiden must stand. Dayanim must sit. Mishnayos Sein Shuas. Let me ask you a question. Aiden Asadayim. That guy must be a good jumper. He stands right here. As soon as he says his words, he jumps over the desk and sits down so he can catch his own words. What is going on here? I'm asking practically. What is he, a good jumper? Ein Asadayim. Right? He's going to stand right here, say his words, and before the words get there, I'll jump over there and be able to get to the seat. What is going on here with this? Yes? Ein Asadayim. Eliezer, it's a great kasha. Practically, how does this work? Does it literally mean the same time? So the Balamor and Subis writes, it's impossible. It cannot mean that he's an aid and a dying at the same time. Because an aid that speaks to himself is not called aids. An aid that speaks to himself is not called aids. Second of all, as I said, the Gemara says in Shavuos, what daf? Laman mitbeis, dayanim must sit and the aid must stand. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Sma and Siman Yud Zayin Sifkot and Yud, so machloik is whether this is l'chachilo or b'diyedin. It might even be ma'ake. But last time I checked, no human being can sit and stand at the same time. So if you hold it to l'ikuvah, you're in trouble. What does it mean, aid nasad dayan? Number one, an aid that speaks cannot be a dayan. It's not a shame aidus. An aid that speaks to himself. Number two, how do you sit and stand at the same time, especially if you hold it to l'ikuvah? So, l'maisa, there is a ran. The ran says, b'feirish, that he can be an aid and a dayan at the same time as managadus aidus. How is the Ron going to answer this kasha? You can't stand and sit at the same time. So the pshat is, the Ra'ah and the Ron quote a Gemara, and you know what Gemara they quote? Our Gemara. The shliach that says b'fanei nechtav is counted as one of the three guys. At the same time as an aid, he becomes a dayan. This is what the Ron writes. This is what the Ron writes. So it could be, the pshat is, and I want you to get it, is that the Balamor and the Ra'ah in Ksubis say that our Gemara is much different because it's an Eid Echad. And when it's an Eid Echad Asher, we treat as if what? We treat as if Asu Kamisha Eina. It's like he's the invisible man. When you need two Eidim, there's no way an aid can be a dayan. And Rav Steinman says the Balamor and the Ra'ah mean we believe in aid echad, but Taras Hochacha, not as aidus. We believe him as Ne'amonis. And therefore, if he's a Ne'amonis man, he can be a dayan at the same time because he's not an aid. He's not wearing an aid and a dayan hat at the same time. He's a Ne'amonis man. It's a Ne'amonis man and a dayan at the same time. This is the shita of Steinman, how his masber, the Balamor, and the Ra'ah, the Elas HaShakar, the great Gon. This is what he wants to tain in L'maisa. That the pshat is, L'maisa, is that he's an aid and a dayan at the same time, because it's not really an aid. And the Ritva says by us, Mishum Iguna Kilei B'Rabbanon. The Iguna allows an aid and a dayan to be the same person at the same time. It's one of the kulas of Aguna. This is the Ritva's answer, a different answer. It's a different answer. It's a different answer, L'maisa. Okay? So we have two pshatim. Very hard to say aid nasa time and what? Same time, how do you sit and stand? Number one, he's not an aid, really. He's just a Ne'amonis man. Which is a chiddush. Because we said that according to Rabba, that's much more palatable. According to Rava, it's harder. But maybe that was part of the kula of Rava. That even though it's a deuce, we run on the board, but by this time in the Gemara, we're Vaiter in the Gemara already, yes? And in the first stage, the Gemara was Lishma and Kiyum, so we wrote on the board Rav Zedis. Now we're holding Kuliyama, everyone holds Kiyum, but the Kiyum here is what? Not real Aedis. It's watered down. It's a Ne'amonis. That type of Ne'amonis could be a Dayan. That's the approach of the Ran and the Ra'ah, according to the Hezbro of Steinman Zatzal. The Ritva, Yehudis, is a different shot. The Ritva says part of Mishum Iguna is what? That they allowed a dayan and an aid to be at the same time. They allowed it. I physically can't stand and sit at the same time. That's part of their kula of Iguna. Now, one of the great gaonim in the 20th century was of Arya Leib Malan, the great Rosh Yeshiva, the gaon. Dr. Dreisinger, did you ever have anything to do with of Arya Leib Malan, the great gaon? Did you ever have anything to do with the Rav Arya Leib Malan? The Chiddush of Arya Leib Malan. He writes the following. He says, I don't understand in Siman Lamed Hey this Ritva. We Mishumi Guna, we allowed an Eid Echad. We allowed an apostle, we allowed a woman. We never found we allowed Hilchos Dayanim to be Mekel. Dayanim have to sit. Dayanim have to sit. If they're an aid and a dayan, how's that happening? We don't find a kula in Hilchos Dayanim. We need our God of Ifnei Beis Din. How does the Ritva answer that he's a dayan and an aid and a dayan at the same time? Mishum Iguna. Where do we ever find a kula in dayanim? Ilchos dayanim. Where do you find a kula? Oh, so he answered the Ritva holds the chisaron, the aid and dayan at the same time is not a chisaron and dayan. It's a chisaron and aidus, like Nate's saying. Nate was mechavet the Ritva Chudush Shabari Le'malin. It's chisaron and aidus. And an aid that doesn't have a goddess aidus is when he's speaking to himself. So they were makel legabi the people who could be aided, and they were makel by the content as well. That the content does not need what? Basin. Yisroel! The psulim are okay, and also the haggadah is okay.
You have to sit.
Maisa?
Yeah.
Would you have to sit, you mean?
It's
what?
Not, it's not a cool and dying.
It's not a cool and a dying. So Nate asks, what do you have to sit? It's a good horror. What do you have to sit? It's a good. You're asking, according to Rabbi Yolei Malin, we find that the Ran and the Ripasit were made by Eidus Mitoch Aksav for the Kiyum Staris, for Bafane Nachtav at least. So also we're saying that we're Mekel in the Eidus. So the chisaron of aid the dayan kachas, maybe what they're saying is correct. Maybe you'd have to sit down, lamaisa. If he wants to steer away from a kula nichos dayanis, maybe you'd have to fulfill that. Maybe. Very good, Nate. Maybe you'd have to sit down, lamaisa. Could very well be, but that's the chiddush that I want to bring out from a chiddushi of Arile Malin, because lamaisa, there's no way a man can jump before and get the words jump from standing and sitting. So it's a kula. Either you say he's not an aid, he's just an amonis man. Lamaisa, he's just an amonis man. I would say, he's asking good, Nate. Maybe you have to sit because you're acting like Dayanim, Lamaisa. You're a shliach and you're acting like a Dayan. To think about it more. Excellent, Nate. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin.
It makes sense that the Ritva is the only one that's going to go against Rav Shishan and Rav Shan, because Rav Shishan and Rav Shan is exactly negative what the Ritva we said at the beginning of Shir. We have the Ritva, we have...
Well, Rav Shishan is being ma'azur the Baal Mor in the Ra'ah, not the Ritva. But how is it against the Ritva in the beginning?
Because it's the exact
hepech
of the Ritva.
The Ritva said what? Aedis, you mean?
He was saying that...
Well, I said that. That's what I said. This is later on in the Gemara.
Right. But Dafka, why does the Ritva have to be the other one that has his own shaft and not the Miri, not the Batos? The reason why that Dafka, the Ritva, that has to come up with a different shaft, the reason why that Rabbi Gilead Malam has to fix the Ritva, because the Ritva can't hold by Rosh Simon's shaft. It's impossible for him to do so, because otherwise it's completely negative.
Well, I'm suggesting, I hear what you're saying, Binyam, it's a good horror, but I'm saying this is vital in the Gemara. You could say it was rejected. When the Gemara got to the second stage, rejected that, the Ritva says, my child was only for that first stage, and it was rejected.
But it's the same Svara.
No, it's not. You're transferring the Svara of Lishma, Lamaisa, which you said in the first stage, and now you're saying within the one of Kiyum, so it's changing. That's what I'm saying.
We were saying that.
I understand that, but I want you to think it's rejected in the first stage, and then the second stage, we're saying that's far within Kiyum. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay? That's the Chiddush. So this is the Svara. We got this so far? Jonathan, you got this? So this brings us to the following now. Now that we have the practicality, let's get to the Svaras. Let's go, guys. Let's get to the Svaras. Why is it that we paskin on D'Oraisa's Ein Eid Nasadayim? Why is it that we paskin that? So I want you to get down. Let's get it down. We're right on the board. At least three or four reasons why Ein Eid Nasadayim on D'Oraisa's. That's the way we paskin. Even though it's not L'maisa our sugya, I mean, it is our sugya, because that's the second stage. But the Gemara is going to say everyone's going to hold Ein Nasadayim. Why is it Ein Eid Nasadayim? Number one, the most famous, in my opinion, is the Rashbam in Baba Basra, Kufi Dalman Aleph, Va'amdushne Anashim Lefnei Elohim. What do you see from that pasuk? Rashbam in Baba Basra. I'm just going to write Va'amdu. Va'amdu, let's write the whole thing. Shnei Anashim Lefnei Elohim. What do you see from that? There are two different parties. There are two different parties. The Shnei Anashim are not the Lifnei Elohim, right? I could write with a hey, but I just want you to get it. It really means what? It really means, you only say Elohim when it's referring to Hashem. It's not referring to what? Okay? You got this so far? You see from the Chumash, there are two different gods. Ein, Eid, Nasanai. Eidim have to stand in front of Dayanim. So you...
Why is that on the list?
It's a pasuk in Chumash. The Rabbanans, we have coolers. We'll get to that tomorrow. On the Raisa topics, maybe pass them like the Shita Ainay Nasanai. We want to know why. What are the Makoros? Rashbam says, because you see from the pasuk in Chumash, there are two different parties. Number two.
Wait, where is the pasuk?
I think it's in Mishpatim, no? It's either Mishpatim or Shoftim. Someone look it up, are you? We haven't troubled you in a long time. Are you?
I'm
going to stay on us with the Elohim. Number one, that's number one. Number two, Tyson Baba Basra and Kufya Dawud Amar Aleph and the Tyson Subis, which I know more famously, on Kafav Bez Vashem Yeshma Fortune, says a Svara. I want you to get this. Tyson in two places, Baba Basra and Subis, Avis, She'i, Ata, Yachol, Lazima. What does that mean? You ever heard of this klal in Sanhedrin, the mouth of an alf? Well, Mechadish, our own word. Every Avis and Halacha needs to be zomable. Do you know what zomable means? You have to be able to be checked and caught by Adam Zomim. Usher and I testified, God forbid, there was a murder in Manhattan at 10 a.m. on a Friday morning. Two other Adam say, Usher and I were in L.A. at 7 a.m. Friday morning, it's in Shoftim. Thank you. You know what, Aiden? You zap back to them what they want to give out. We wanted to get the guy killed. We were in L.A., so we get killed, God forbid. Yes? It's got to be zomable. Aiden, Shiato, Yochel Azimo. Last, that's not zomable. Last time I checked, no Dayanim are going to accept Hazom on themselves. If Usher and I are the Dayanim laws of Aiden, and other Aiden come in and try to say we're in L.A., we never heard of the city of L.A. We will not let that come be accepted to Basin. We're going to protect ourselves. No? That's why an Aiden cannot be a Dayan. Because no Dayan is going to accept Azama and let himself get caught. So that's a Svar. You got that? This is Toysis and Sub in Bobasha Kubidamov and Tis and Subis Kafal from the base. Yes, Jonathan.
But doesn't Hazama come about from other Aiden coming?
Yeah.
So I'm saying can't theoretically another set of Aiden just come and then.
Yeah, but who do they come to?
But the two other.
But who do they come to? They come to Basin.
Right, but I'm saying.
But we're an Aid and a Dime at the same time.
No, but I'm saying in order to, like, accept Hazama, then you need two or. Like, you need.
You need a Basin. Yeah.
But I'm saying, what if, like, the two other Aiden accept it and then he's outvoted?
He's not, because they're Aiden. Other Aiden come and mess up the first cop, but they all come in front of a Basin, the same Basin.
Right.
So the first set came in front of a Basin. But if we are also the Dayanim and someone tries to catch us, we're the Aiden of them, I'm never going to accept it.
But isn't this guy just.
What is the classical case? You have set one that testified. Set two says you were with us in L.A. And they come in front of the Basin. So the Basin says, set two wins, it's excessive cost, and we zap back the punishment to what the set one wanted to give out. But if the Adim are also the Dayanim, they're never going to accept Azam on themselves. So by definition, that's Adis Shi'iyat Tal Yachalzima. Lo Nikra Kosher Adis. That is not called kosher aids. You understand what I'm saying? Jonathan, you got me?
Yeah.
That's the principle. That's why I said the Aiden are the Dayanim at the same time. Yes, Yehuda.
I think what Jonathan was asking was that in the new Zomim case, the judges won't be unanimous maybe because one person will say the other way that he wasn't Zomim. But it could be that the other two judges say that he is.
Yeah, you go bust the road. So we're the two guys.
But here's the case only one should have.
No, but the classical case I'm talking about is Ein Eid Nasanai. Classical case.
Oh, it's two different.
Classical, two Eid. Why is it derisive topics, like I said to Nate. There's two Adam. Our case is right. It's one. It's a special case. I'm talking about the derisive. We say I'm merely derisive. Topics that are derisive, we say ain't a nasadine. Yes? That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about our case of sleep, but that's the topic of the rabbanon, which we're going to see. We'll get into more tomorrow. Okay? Now, your kasha you had before, remember, in the beginning, sure, we'll also not get a chance. We'll get to it tomorrow, too, Lena. Now, how many reasons so far we have? Two. Number three. A third reason that we have the favors. Okay? Tosas of Baba Kama, Tzadiyam and Beis quotes a pasuk. What is the pasuk? B'yom hanchilo es bonav. Tosas Baba Kama says, B'yom hanchilo es bonav. What does that mean? The father dies, who gets the property? He has sons. Who gets the property when the father dies? The sons. But it says, B'yom hanchilo es bonav. What does that mean? Beis Din will allow the sons get the property if what? If they paskin during the daytime, B'yom, not Belilah. They are able to judge and say the property is now given to the son. The chol of it died. They visited him during the day. He said, this is what he wants done with the property. Done. If they visit him at night, are they allowed to let that property go? Yes or no? They visit him at night. Are they Dayanim or they Adim? You tell me. They're Adim because Beis Din never meets when? At night. They automatically become Adim. If they visit him in the day, they are Dayanim. And therefore, they can be what? They can judge the case. But if they come at night, they can't judge the next day because they were Adim at night. An aid can't be a dying. And the only time that the property will be given over is until they come to Beis Din. Well, they're Adim. An aid can't be a dying. Only Biyom. Why does Biyom work? Why does Biyom work? Because they're not Adim. They are just purely what? Dayanim. They're purely Dayanim. If the three guys visit the chol and he says he wants a property given to his kids, they can paskin, and when he dies, the nach will go right away. They're not Adim. They only become Adim at night because you can't have Dayanim at night. Beis Din doesn't meet at night. And then the last reason is...
Since they're not Dayanim at night, they switch off?
No. You can't have Dayanim at night. So when they visit him, they are labeled as Adim. They witness the man that's about to die. He wants his property given to his kids. So that means that at night, if he dies, the next day they have to go to a Beis Din and testify that he wanted his property given. But you're already labeled as an aid, so you can't be a dying on that. But in the daytime when you visit them and they hear the guy, they're automatic dayanim. And they don't need, they're not even aiding. You don't need aiding. They'll just paskin like dayanim. But the background behind that pasuk is ain't aid nasa dying. That's why it's biyol. Because it's Belilah, they're an aid, and aid can't be a dying. So part of the pasuk is ain't aid nasa dying. You understand what I'm saying? And number four is the fourth marker. Let's get the fourth marker. For this principle of ain a nasadana mili diras. And that is, the Ramban of Baba Basra quotes a pasuk in Sanhedrin, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Gimel and Beis, the aid lo ya'aneh, afil l'schus. An aid does not have the ability to malamed schus or chova against the perpetrator, or the suspected perpetrator, even though the pasuk is talking about dini nefashos, who had been dini mamonis. An aid cannot be a dayan because it's usher for him to malamed schus or chova. It's usher, an aid cannot be a dayan because it's usher for him to malamed schus or chova. He can't judge either way. An aid has to be what? Objective. You cannot be subjective. You have to be objective of what you saw. A dayan obviously has to decide whether he's chayv or whether he's potter. Right? And an aid is not allowed to be a dayan because it's usher for an aid to be malamed schus or chova. Just say it over the information. And that's what the Ramban says in Baba Basra. Aid lo ya'aneh. Aid lo ya'aneh means what? Afil l'schus.
for the guy, for his betterment, or lechova. You can't say a word. You just testify the information, and that's it. Done. Nothing else. Because you can't, what, if you become a dayan, lemaisa, that's why it's usur for you to become a dayan. Now, the Ramban, the Rambam says, I don't like this mucker. Why not? Because this is a din in Hilchos Eidos, he writes, Ram Pirkei Halacha Ches, this is only limited to din in Nefashos. Din in Nefashos, an aid cannot be lamed schusser chovel. Din in Mamon is sitaka what? The aid can. And the aid can say, I think a little bit like this, I think a little bit like that, I think this guy should win, I think this guy should lose. And we have an accepted din that ain aid nasadayin is what? On top of the deraisa, right, Nate? Bain what? Bain dine mominus? Ubain what? Ubain bedine nefashos. So that's why the Rambam does not like this marker. Because he claims this din of Malad Sussachov is only limited to dine nefashos. By financial matters, an aid could say, I think this guy's right or this guy's wrong. This guy's high, this guy's potter. And the accepted din of Ein Nasadayin is across the board. The scope is Bain mominus, Bain nefashos. That's why that fourth marker, the Rambam would disagree with. So what emerges is that there are four reasons given in the Rishonim of this principle, Ein Eid Nasadana, topics to the Raisa. Happens to be our topic is what? Is Midrabana. And we paskin Eid Nasadana, which we'll have to get into what? Get into tomorrow, Lamaisa, and also the rest of the Taisa. So let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We have to do Chumash. And tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue.